Sí, Zach Nishma's happy. Moria can be so quick because Zach Nishma's not able to train him a few short follow. Okay, so yesterday we began discussing the Isser of Kli Shir, this man Bein HaMetzarim. And we said that for Koritz it didn't Simcha, and we said that if it's somebody's doing it for Parnassah, so then that's not considered Simcha. But if it's not for Parnassah, then it would be also. And then we discussed the idea that certain things that the Rashad discusses, that certain times it's just to prevent atzvos. But that's also, so if it's for Parnassah, it should be okay. That's the Prima Gardim. Then the Marshad says, if it's to prevent depression and things like that, that's also considered okay. Because that's not Simcha. That's just to prevent Atzmus. And so if a person's doing it for Simcha, no, it's not like he's a depressed person who needs that. So that's the cloud. If it's the Shem Simcha, then it's a problem. It's the shame. And if also if it's the Parnassah, so if a person he plays for Goyim, and he's hired to play during the 9 days, but it's his Parnassah, so he can play musical instruments for Goyim during the 9 days. The Prima Gadim says because it's for Parnassah. So it's not the shame Simcha. That's the. That's one kula. The other kula is that if it's not l'shem simcha, it's just person is very depressed or very needs to be very cheered up or something like that. So it's not really simcha. It's just to take away from negativity, to thwart negativity, that also could be permissible.
Would someone be allowed to practice for guy to play after Yontif? Do you play practice because you're a musician? Can you practice during the 9 days to play after the 9 days, or
If
that's
he needs it, if he needs it, l'shem parnasa. In other words, he's doing it l'shem parnasa. In other words, if he feels he needs to practice, so that might be also included in parnasa. If this is his parnasa, I mean, not that just he has. There's some people they get a gig once in a while, they get, but they're really accounts. They're making their parnasa from accounting, but once in a while they get a, so that is not parnassa. That even though you're getting paid for it, just because you get paid for it, that doesn't mean parnassa. Parnassa means this is your parnassa. You're not. It's not shot that if you're an accountant and you need to supplement your parnassa with playing music is, but if you don't really need it, it's not your parnassa at all. You just enjoy doing it, and then that's us during these times. But if this is your parnassa, then you can do it, and maybe it could be that you could even practice for it, because if that's your parnassa. But if it's not part, if it, but if it's not your parnassa, then not.
I got you. Okay.
No,
Okay.
I saw once that the person who's driving, this was
Wait,
in
who's
Tel
speaking? Who's speaking
Aviv.
here? Oh, Ravara, Ravara.
Saw once that I remember who it was. It was Matir putting music on in the car so he shouldn't fall asleep.
Right.
That was in
Exactly.
terms of an
Yeah.
other
If you
guest
do get in
order.
the car, yeah, we're going to see that in a second. On page
For sure.
21.
For sure. That's for sure, Mutter. That's like Pekach
Yeah. Yeah.
Nefesh.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
No, he's right. He's right.
Of course. Of
If
course.
it's a shaila of falling asleep at the wheel, everything is mutter. That's Pekach Nefesh, Kol HaTorah Kula. Oh, so there's a very fundamental tshuva here, page 21. If you have here packet gimel, page 21. He says, "Ma lishmo tapes shel chazonos ve'elu hayomim." So some people, the generation we're living in is not the chazonos, not the most popular. My father's generation, he had an appreciation for Chazanus. You know, he had an appreciation. And he and I still lived in that generation. When I was a kid, we had, you know,
Yasala and Kutubitsky.
We had the shul I grew up in, Rabbi Berzon's shul. We had Rav Chaska LeRitter. You knew Rav Chaska LeRitter?
Heard the name.
He was a big chazan. So I grew up in that shul. But my father told me that when he grew up in East New York, whenever there was a chazan coming to the town, everyone would daven in that shul because they wanted to hear the chazan. Today, I don't know, it might be the opposite. If there'd be a chazan, maybe everyone would, you know.
It's Rabbi, it's coming back a little bit.
Yeah, it is coming back. I think it is coming back to a degree.
The Hasidim are making a comeback with it.
Yeah, the Hasidim have good chazanim. Yeah. So what about chazanus during the 3 weeks? You have tapes. The Yossel Rosenblatt tapes. And all these tapes. Can you play these tapes during the 3 weeks?
I think it depends what you're playing them for.
Yeah, let me hear.
If you're playing them just to stop and listen to music, it's music. If you're playing them because you're learning chazanus, you're playing them to learn nosach or something like that, that's something else.
Oh, so interesting what you're saying, Harav. But let's look at Rav Harfenis Tshuva. It's a very important Tshuva here, page 21. Mahu Lishmo tapes of chazanus Beilo Yom. Tshuva, Yesh Lahatir Be'esach Zorach. There are the Mutal Lishmo tapes of chazanus Avim Yesh Mokzas Levo in Plishir, even though there might be some, you know, peripheral
musical accompaniment.
Musical accompaniment. Came to Ain Ikro Zimra. Kosher came to Shmo people has an atzmo. Lom Shum Shira. The Chazanus ain't a Dover Shal Simfa, El Dover Shal Oinek. That's the so. In other words, if you enjoy it, if you don't enjoy it, then it's not that. But if you enjoy it, that's called, you know, you have it's not a Dover Shal Simcha, it's a pleasure. It's something you enjoy, but that's not Simcha. Bobatzinu Shinesar Onik Ve'ela Yomim. Chora Afil B'Tes Yomim, even during the 9 days. Ocha Yesh Mogam Lomim De'Issa Shal Klishir B'Shum Be'evi L'Dei Rikudim U'Mcholus. See, that's the idea. And this Rav Shlomo Zalman held, that the type of music that's usher is the music that's going to, like what we call today, chassid music. You know, that you're going to start, it's the type of music that you very easily will hear that music, you dance. That will, you know, it's very connected to dancing, like dancing at a chassid type of music. But when a chassid sings chazanus, people don't start to dance with the chazanus. Either they enjoy it, or they leave. You know, they don't enjoy it. Sheish mokom lo with Israel shall kli shir mishum shemayvi v'day mikudim u'cholos. V'chazanus lo shayich l'gzor shal day kach yovol day mikolos v'rikudim. Ayin le'el. And they said, frat l'osam ha'manhigim autos, if you're a driver. Nosim derech harukam koshim shema yipol aleim tardema shemeshofi yesh lohakel like Rav Harari said b'shmo chazanus kadei shel yitziyate ev hanhagas haoto. That's no shyly. In other words, you want to hear geshmak chazan to make sure you don't fall asleep. You know, lo nira lomer the machas shu al tapes zem mashvayu klishir udloka chachomecha sharos alom akein. So
according to him, an oval driving cannot listen to music. Would that be, that's the, is that the upshot of his thing that you can't listen to music? A driver,
if he's the driver or he's the passenger?
driver of you in a Yudes Chodesh, he's going with the family on a trip. Can he drive? Do you listen to music?
If he's the driver, he can listen to music to make sure he doesn't fall asleep. A driver can make can do it so he shouldn't fall asleep.
Rabbi, so based on this, let's say you have like a Kalbach song that's like a slow one that you would never dance to. You know, like, for example, like Al-Ela and
Yeah?
I'm saying like Al-Ela and Ibochia, you'd never dance to that.
How does that go?
Al-Ela and Ibochia.
Yeah, so that's like a, that's in the category like of chazonis. It's an oneg. It's not a simcha.
Right. So
there's no halacha. You're not supposed. You can't enjoy yourself during the 3 weeks, 9 days. You're not supposed to be besimcha. Doesn't mean you have to torture yourself, and you can't have enjoyment. You can have enjoyment, but you can't have you can't be simchadik. So that's why I was wondering. Someone asked me about, they spend money on a play that has music, but it wasn't necessarily, and it would be a big hefset because they already bought the tickets. Are they believed to have a hefset or so? Each law of was ever one that started them to be nidon is that. That it could be that these things are not really music of Rikudim or Mechobis. And if it's not really, those people always say music. You could say Chazan is also music. But like Rav Harfer is saying, that's not music. I mean, it's not Simcha. This is the Simcha. Chazan is Ein Dover Shel Simcha. Again, if it's not Simcha, the question is, what is it? So if you enjoy it, it's oneg. If you don't enjoy it, it's torture. You know, but it's not a something shall simcha, and therefore is what to talk about in such a thing. But again, tortured, he writes at the end of page 22 of Orpheus. Something that will keep him awake. Yeah, because shumamash sakanas nefashis. So if he could use right, so sakanas nefashis, you could use listen to anything. It says better listen to chazanas because that's not the davishal simcha. But that's, I think, a very important so that it's the Davashal Simcha. And Simcha is like the Mizmute Chasavakala. That's the music that, you know, at the end of some people, you know, go to Chuppas during Yud Beis Chodesh. The question is, but if they go, at least when it's the end, you know, at the end of the chuppah, when they start that loud, the labor dick of music, and everyone starts to, so that for pashas for sure they shouldn't be for that. You know, for the rest of the chuppah, even though when you march down, to the upper altar Rebbe's Niggin, like Rav Ken is pointing out.
It's not their neighbor at
home. Right, the altar Rebbe's Niggin. So that's a good Niggin that we'll march down to. So, but that's not a stavrishal simcha.
Right. Sometimes they,
unless they do it in a way that's
a decade.
Right. Yeah. Right. So then the person tough yud beis chodesh should be there if he wants to be there at the chuppah, he shouldn't be there shouldn't be there for the end part when they're doing walk out before. And then the same idea of the other types of music. Yeah, page 24. You know, people do exercise. They have exercise groups, and they have some background music. Mount Lassus on page 24. Mount Lassus is amlus, exercise. The Yachanim Futsus Anoshim, Mabu Mokum Shishomim Sham Zimra, they tape Shal Klishir. So someone's going to play a tape, a musical tape, in the middle of the exercise. He says, Shuva, Stam is amlus Mutter. Brother Noah Bechamur. So he says, but at the bottom it says, mute day betamas. And Rosh Chodesh Av Yesh Mati Afilu Ima Music Bishum Lofi Amatzev Loshayach Sham Lavo De Rikudim Ucholos. Well, then, that's the question. It's a separate thing. And then in page 24, he writes, Misha Parnasoso Lanagin Aslochos Vitoels Gedolo Tzor Parnasoso. She's Ragil Yosef Yosef, Kimun Kuz Yodel, Mishas and Egon. The Misha Pernososo, Nagin. Kudu, he says, Ragam. So he wants to say, let's say, exercise. But the simple shot is because
it's not really.
That's where the rikudim ucholos is the real simcha. But the exercise is. Yeah. Right, but then he says that maybe. There is really should be machmir, but the maisa, if it's. If it's not going to be baby, they recruit him with cholos. So then you have and then there's another very good sefer here that I like to use. And then also on page 25, you know, sometimes they put you on hold on the telephone. Then there's music, right? On page 25, still tell telephone.
It's definitely not simcha.
Yeah. He says, you don't have to hang up.
But if it's right,
in other words, a cappella could be simple, Nick also. You could dance to a cappella music. The heter probably is better not the heter of a cappella. The heter
some usher that. So some usher a cappella.
Right. It's the music that's not ba'ore rikudim u'mucholos. That's probably a better heter than the a cappella heter.
Well, the antish about itself, like, kind of thing,
they have a cappella. Yeah, they have, well, you see, like.
But they're not half solved.
They have a certain type of the recordings that they have.
Is that a shaila?
No, because it's not simcha dika.
Right, so the false come together.
Yeah, and there's a sefer I've been using on page 26, 27 called Kolam Saba Olah Dine Beinam Tzorim. page 27, that he quotes from Shlomo Zalman Orbach. You know, to listening to tapes on 3 weeks. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a, you know, this idea that's from building from Shlomo Zalman Orbach that we said before. Says, look at the bottom. Okay, footnote 8. A grower Shlomo Zalman Orbach over a comic on the Hokel, Shmias Kalato to Matoru at the half. Pahafig bedinus. Person should feel lonely. Or pachodim. Or he should feel, you know, he's afraid. Like last night, my kids woke up in the middle of the night because they're all the July 4th fireworks. You know, they get afraid. You know, in the middle of the night. You know, this neighborhood is not only July 4th that they have these things, but especially July 4th. Like you're not gonna get a knock on the door in the middle of the night, you know, they get frightened, they get afraid, they get, you know. But he says that you have an isha almana hashoa levada b'bayis, you know, she's alone in almana, or yeah, right, or hein orel almana b'yud beis chodesh, an almana during yud beis chodesh. He says horo lahatia. Is it because, again, it's not because she's looking to dance, sing. She just feels lonely. She says,
Rabbi, can I ask just a question? An almana is just 30 days. I don't understand you'd be chodesh by an almana.
So it means like this. She's an almana, so she's lonely. And then she lost her parents.
Okay.
So she's an almana who's lonely.
And I hear. Okay.
So he says, "Nisha ainzel l'shum tanu, einas matar l'smoch al hakam el hapach." I think this is a very yisoidistic. And when Shlomo Zalman says, Rav Harfen is saying a similar thing, that it's not for
enjoyment.
It's not for simcha. It can be enjoyment. Enjoyment is not simcha. Enjoyment is like oneg. Oneg is enjoyment. And like some people, they like to listen to, chazanim. You know, chazanish. My father loved to listen to chazanis. You know, you have to have a time for that. You know,
appreciation
for that. Yeah, not everyone has that.
Rabbi, is there a difference between listening to a tape and someone playing live music? Like, let's say I go to the hospital to play for kids in the hospital or something, you know?
Yeah.
So, is that a difference? Is there a difference? Let's say someone would come and visit the almana to play music for her live. Is there a difference?
Some hold yes, but it could be that it's really the same. I say Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was more bakel when it wasn't live, but I think that the Iker Heter is what we're seeing here now from Rav Shlomo Zalman and from Rav Harfenis, that it's the type of music that's going to be Ma'ore Rikudim U'Mecholos, you know, like the type of music that they play, you know, when the chuppah is over, and then they start playing the, you know, or the first, you know, when it comes out to the Chazon Kalam, they start dancing the first dance, you know, and the labor dick, that's the real issue.
It's also the exercise music.
The what?
That's also the exercise music, really.
Right, the exercise, right.
That's not chazanas. You don't exercise the chazanas.
Right, you don't have to exercise that. It's chazanas, yeah. And then we say the bottom two lines, what we saw yesterday. That was what we saw yesterday, was the Marshak. Marshak said, "Should Marshak also should mishu all the tivul of all the atzvos?" Rotzel l'shmo mizvorim derech phonograph to the lahafik tsarus vade in over all this should mishu halachas. Traditional mutal l'shmo figurim. Who acts funny, a nervous person. The Hashim Shachazal goes around Zimmer Lashum Tanik, it's called Bill de Kalas Rosh, the same fool of goes around. Now, Ben Sina Mashal has a different Akdara. In other words, he's different than Shlomo Zalman. Let's like take a look at what he says. Rabbi Tzion Amashol is one page. Here, on page 18 and 19. For Latzion. Kevah Gimel, Perech Chafhei, Tshuva Beis. So he says, Val Kane, page 19, Val Kane, the bottom right. On page 19, the bottom right, first word on the line is Val Kane. Val Kane, Av Misha Sovo Me'atzos, O Bechose Menuchas HaNefesh, Eshom Menegus Mesh HaShon, Voishma Negus Bebe, Voishma Negus Bebe, I'm sorry. He says, Rag, Im Sovo Bidiko. He thinks it's only Mamish if you're depressed. If you're a little bit melancholy, he doesn't think that's good enough for Hatzin. Shazu Ikaz Majin Shmobo Nagidus, Fabian Roshkodish Aspo, Kashlin Basa Makilin, Pashash Kola, Tabin Rasha Lishmo Nagidus, calling me a man's suffer. If you don't stop him. It depends. Okay, he's more. Then he says, "Avmisha inu menagim l'shem simcha." So, in other words, he's saying that it's not just a heter; it's not l'shem simcha, because if you, a person who learns musical instruments, so he thinks they shouldn't practice during the 3 weeks. But I think it's the heterim of Parnassa is a very good heter. And it's Shalom Hashem Simcha. He says it's so he's a little bit different than the others. He says, even if Shalom Hashem Simcha it's still awesome. Has to be really like mamish depressed.
He doesn't allow Tainug.
Yeah. Right. He would probably ask the Chazonis. Right. He says, well, let's see, page 28. Where the arrow is a little bit further down. Ulo b'dasa hortzi, an eilishmo nekidus, and I'm sorry, avim sovel me'atzmas, or b'chos v'nuchas nefesh. Elo kein sovel b'dikom, unless you mamish depressed. Barasham, poshash chola, atzavim rasha, eilishmo nekidus, etc. So, I don't know what to do. Okay. So, he's a little bit more awkward. Okay. So, we officially finish packet Gimel. Now we can go to packet Dalet. Okay. Now, packet Dalet is a very important. We're not going to, we'll just give it a number now. Let's do a little bit now. What's the story about making a Shechiyanu? One of the biggest questions you get during the 3 weeks is buying new things. Can I buy a shirt? Can I buy this? Can I buy that? Can I buy, what are you allowed to buy and what you're not allowed to buy? People ask me this all the time. And people have no clue what the gather is. What are you allowed to buy and what are you not allowed to buy? So some people, there are two approaches. One approach is that anything you would say a Shechiyanu on, you can't So if you don't say a Shachiyon, it's a din in the Shachiyon. That's one approach. The other approach is the Yad Ephraim, Rav Yitzchak Abadi holds this way, is that no, we don't care about Shachiyon. Shachiyon, what's wrong with saying Shachiyon? The Isser is clothing during the 9 days. It's only a din of clothing, and only during the 9 days. That's what Rav Abadi holds, and then seems to be the Yad Ephraim. And what is it based on? Because we're going to see that the Eved Shesia, Bokal Eved Shesia in the Beis HaMikdash was the Eved Bokal HaMikdash, and Shesia is Lashon Shasi Ve'erev, anything that you weave. So Zeichel is Eved Shesia, you can't have buy clothing during the 9 days. Even if it's clothing, you wouldn't necessarily make a Shechiyadu. That's going to be the two approaches. Is it a din in Shechiyadu? That's the more popular approach. That anything you'll say Shechiyadu, you shouldn't buy in all 3 weeks. And the other approach that I have a Masorah from Rav Yitzchak Abadi Shlita is that nothing to do with Shechiyadu, has to do with clothing and dafka during the 9 days. Because clothing is shasi ve'erev, that's a weaving, and it's zecher to the little of the Eved Hashsia. And I want to, it'll take me, we're not going to finish it today, we'll just start today a little bit, and we'll, Bez Hashem, continue tomorrow. But I want to show you that Rav Abadi is not into the Shechiyanu thing. And I'll show you, it's a good company. It says here, in Shulchan Aruch, page 1, Tov lizoyer biloba shechiyanu bein ha-mitzarim. You shouldn't say shechiyanu during the whole 3 weeks. Al pri, doesn't only be, it's not only clothing. A pri, a malbush. But if it's something, a mitzvah you have to do, say you had a son before, then you have to do pinyan aben. And there's a Shechiyanu, the Pinyan Aben. So then you say Shechiyanu. Well, Pinyan Aben Omer Shalo Yachmitz HaMitzvah. So this minute, in other words, the Muhammad doesn't say it with like such a full endorsement. He says it's a Tov. It's like a Tov, you know. Tov Shalo Omer Shechiyanu. But he's not giving, you know, he's definitely putting it into the Shulchan Aruch, but he's not giving it like a full endorsement, right? Tov is not like a full, you know, that's like a shtickle bar. What do you say?
You have to, or you must, or you shouldn't, you know, he doesn't say that.
Now, I'm going to show you what the Vilna Gaon says. Look what the Vilna Gaon says. In Bira Gro. Chumra Yisairahi. You see that? He says, it's not even a Tov. It's like a very big Chumra. Meaning he's saying that it's not really, it's not Iker Hadid. And it's not even, it's a Chumra Yisairah. Chumra Yisairah means that he's saying that it's not the most necessary, you know what I mean? When you say something is a Chumra Yisairah, it's less of a approbation. Right? You're saying this is a Chumra Yisairah. You know, because people take it, like, I'm telling you, people call up all the time by Sfira, by this. So the Gaon is not so into this whole thing. And I think that's probably Rav Abadi Shita. And it's not so much Shechiyanu. Because who says you're not allowed to say Shechiyanu? And look what he says. It should the oval and Yom Misa. I mean, Perkaroa. Amulu Mesa Aviv. And he, right, they tell him that Chasm Shalom, that his father passed away. And then he's getting a Yerusha. So, So then he says, Dayan Emes. So then if there's any someone else who's sharing the Yerusha with him, then he says, Atova Meitiv. And if it's only him, he's a lonely fellow, it's only him, then he makes a Shachian. So the 3 weeks can't be more chomer than a day the Chas V'Sholom a person loses a parent. So he says, if losing a parent, you're allowed to say Shachianu. So then the 3 weeks, certainly you're allowed to say Shachianu. Beaker, I did. So the Chum Yisera, not to say Shachian.
There's a difference. The Yom HaMisa, he can't postpone it. Either he says it now or he doesn't say it. Like a Pidyon HaBen, or like a Bris.
Right.
But buying a new shirt, if you say Shachianu on a shirt, right? I don't know, but if you say Shachianu on a shirt, so you can buy the shirt later. It's not, if it's something Taka, he doesn't have any other clothing, so then he probably has to buy it. But if he does, he has clothing.
Right. Now, in other words, so Rav Aaron here is saying that you're just having a strict old tight on the grow. And I don't want to use that word. But I mean, I don't mean you have a tight, but you're asking a question because he's saying that. But the Gemara is saying it's a Chum Yisera because you see that you're allowed to say Shachianu if you have a Yerusha. So if it's a Yerusha that you're not only the beneficiary but other people, so then it's, you say, Dayan Emes and Atova Meitiv. But if it's only this person is the only one Yarshining, then you say Dayan Emes and Shachianu. So the Gemara is saying so that if you could say Shachianu and Yom Shemes Bo Aviv, so certainly you should be able to say Shachianu during the 3 weeks. So Rav Aaron here is saying that no, because Yom Shemesh of Aviv, so it happened. So it wasn't your choice. This is when it happened. So when you can't postpone it, it doesn't happen. The Yerusha is Mamela. But if it's something that you're gonna buy something, so why do you have to buy it now? Go buy it later. So apparently,
I thought the svara of not saying Shachianu is because this is a bad time, and we don't want to thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu unnecessarily for bringing us to a bad time.
But right, it's a bad exactly. Time, it's well, a you bad can't time, say Lazman Hazeh. That's why the post can say that there's nothing wrong with saying Hatov HaMeitiv, because Hatov HaMeitiv. You don't say Lazman Hazeh. But Rav Aaron is timing that maybe it's not a Chum Yisera. Maybe the difference is that this is it really should be Meikar Adin because you shouldn't be saying Lazman Hazeh. You're allowed to say it by Meis Ba'aviv. But Meis Ba'aviv is you know, choice. Just like he said, with Pidyon HaBen. This is when it happened. So I'm going to say the Pidyon HaBen, I'm going to say the Shachianu a week later. I mean, this is it.
Rabbi, also maybe there's a difference between, you know, communal and personal. Because if, you know, in a communal setting, if people could make the bracha of Shachianu, then maybe they'll take it lightly and they'll just go, you know, treat it like a regular time.
Huh? Yeah, what were you saying?
Maybe the halakha has to be stronger here, but here maybe there's a peace, so the person will feel it as personally. That's to create more of a sense of can't say it.
No, but Ravara's his ha'ara is very good. Your ha'ara is very good. You want to see the Gemara? It's on page 2. Tashma with the Arab. Meis Oviv hu Yorsho b'tchilo omer baruch da'ir emes tu masok omer baruch atom meitiv. Pasum nam dike di yarsi b'hada b'adeh. If there's someone else is yarsi with you. And what's the source of this? Not to say Shachianu. But take a look at the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef, the Sefer Chassidim. So if you look at page 3, so he says, the Sefer Chassidim, Achronim, Evu, Psach Halacha, Deilavar, Shekhan, Benim Tzarev. He's a gamke in Likros as Kalim Kadosh and Lubosh Klichodish Mecha, Kefshel Lolvach Shechon Ben Tzar. But it's interesting that there was one the source, you know, when the Achronim say it, let's see, he quotes, let's see if we can find it. You know, the way the Beis Yosef is saying it is much more Ein Levarach. The way it appears in Shulchan Aruch is much more Par V'losh. Tov L'Zohar is a set different Lashon than Ein Levarach. So it's interesting how in the Shulchan Aruch the Lashon, you know, was changed from the tone of the Beis Yosef.
No, but there he's quoting the Sefer Chassidim is saying Ein Levarach. He just changed it to Tov. You see,
right? I'm saying, but he could have just used the lashon of the Sefer Chassidim also. He didn't have to. He didn't have to, down, you know, lighten it. He could have used that same lashon of Ein Levarach. If it would have been a lashon of Ein Levarach, that would have been a much starker lashon. Use a lashon Tov L'Zohar. That's just much more. You know,
calm.
Oh, right. Okay, so Bezushim, stop now, but Bezushim tomorrow, I'd like to go through this packet because it's a very, and you know, because this Shaila comes up a lot of what could we buy during. People are always asking, can I buy this? Can I buy that? I'm not sure. Can I buy this?
But they say that new fruit in the 3 weeks, you should wait for Shabbos and make it on Shabbos, something like that.
Okay, yeah, but if you're going to buy something, you can't buy it on Shabbos.
No, but you get like fruit, new fruit that comes out.
Fruit. We have to see. In other words, can you have a new fruit during Beit Hamitzrayim? Yeah. Okay, so Bezer Shem tomorrow, B'Siyat HaNishmaya, will continue packet down that we did today, and Bezer Shem. So you should only say... Should be Basimka, Simcha Rabba.
Amen.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. It's a whole time.
Yeah, they're all
I should end it, yeah?
Yeah.